The shamisen is a Japanese stringed instrument. Its three strings are plucked with a large pick, and you could say it looks like a remote cousin of the banjo, one with a very long neck. The instrument has been around in Japan for about four centuries. Now, two Japanese brothers are investing their talent in keeping the shamisen alive and well. They are Ryorichiro and Kenichi Yoshida. You're hearing Ryorichiro playing a solo. The Yoshida brothers are well-versed in the shamisen's traditional repertoire, but they also like to make it rock. The Yoshida brothers are currently touring the U.S., and they stopped by our studios. They spoke to me mostly with the help of a translator. Kenichi, you are the younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
When did you pick up the shamisen? Were you inspired by your brother?
Yeah, I'm just 5 years old.
You were five when you started?
Yeah.
And so Ryoichiro was, what, seven?
Yeah.
And did you play together as boys?
Yes, together.
Was this competition or friendly?
First, it started friendly, but... After they started attending the national competitions in Japan, we became kind of like competitors. We still are competitors on the stage, too.
Well, let's listen to an excerpt from one of your albums, and this is a live performance. So, Ryorichiro, I hear you there on the shamisen, but I also hear drums and I think a flute. Is this a traditional sort of arrangement?
The drums are called wadaiko, and the flute is called shakuhachi. They are traditional instruments.
But sometimes when the two of you play, it sounds very untraditional. It can sound like the blues or even rock and roll.
Some people say we are kind of Jimi Hendrix of shamisen, and our style is take a lot of like many elements of every genre of music and compose music.
It's funny you mentioned Jimi Hendrix. Actually, what came to my mind was Eric Clapton, the way you play on some of the pieces of music.
Yeah,
yes, he's influenced by a lot of guitar music, such as Pat Metheny and flamenco and other guitar music as well.
Flamenco as well. So are you trying to make the shamisen more accessible to people in other cultures?
Yes, if we played only traditional music, we felt like distance to the audience. So the idea came from to make it closer to the audience.
That's the track 7 from the CD called Prism that's just been released here in the U.S. Kenichi, I definitely hear the rock and roll influence there.
I
do not intend to make the music rock and roll, but it just comes from my mind.
Traveling together as brothers... You clearly get along, but it can't be easy to spend all this time with each other. Do you find time for yourselves as well on the road?
We do not interfere the privacy each other.
Well, the two of you, of course, have played together for a very long time. Do you have different styles, though?
その違いはどんなふうに表現しますか?
そうですね。
ぱロックっぽいのはやっぱ弟の方が多い感じはありますね。
Younger brother Kenichi has, as you heard, he has a lot of rock elements and uses lots of Western instruments. But I myself, Ryoichiro, play more traditional music with a Japanese traditional instrument, and mostly my music's slow tempo.
So Kenichi, is your style more controversial in Japan, being including rock, including flamenco?
多分、まあ、賛否両論、あったと思いますけれども。
Yes, some people agree, some don't. But the main thing is I enjoy the music and I want my audience to enjoy the music.
Kenichi and Ryoichiro Yoshida, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Music by the Yoshida Brothers concludes our program today. Tour manager Tatsuya Hayashi was our translator. The musicians are performing tomorrow night in Chicago and next week in San Francisco and Los Angeles. We've got a slideshow and video of the brothers and their shamisen in our studio at theworld.org.